Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Well, good evening. Welcome to the show tonight. It's me, Sandy, your health and lifestyle coach. And if you've been here before, we thank you for that. Thanks for being a frequent listener of the show. And if you're new here, just know that you're amongst friends and that this is a great place to hear inspiring stories, fresh ideas, and empowering conversation that will help you move and continue towards your own health journey with confidence. Tonight, I want to talk about a topic that I quite often get asked about because I would say so many people in our world struggle with this. And so we are going to be taking on the topic of emotions and food and maybe hopefully shedding some light on a few tools that might help people break the cycle of emotional eating. So I want to go ahead and let you know that if you are tuned in and you want to call in, you are more than welcome to do so. And that number is 256-737-9505. So, okay, emotional eating. It's a huge thing. I know so many people struggle with it. And it's one of those areas where if your goal and desire is to be at a healthier weight, it's almost not a matter of if you're going to get off track and eat emotionally, but it almost kind of boils down to when will that happen? And what are you going to do when that does happen? What are you going to do with that? So what I love about our healthy community is that we're really about creating new habits. And that's where everything starts to be such a game changer is in that, in creating those new habits. So we don't have, there's not, you know, no shame or guilt, but what we want to do is just shed the light on it and bring awareness to emotional eating. And then the other part is to educate ourselves to it and educate ourselves in the way that things can be different. So tonight, my hope is to really bring you some tools, maybe some that you've heard before. Maybe you haven't exactly tried them on before, but hopefully too, there will be some new things that might help you a little bit. So if you have ever eaten anything from an emotion other than hunger, then raise your hand. Woo! I know my hand's raised because I spent a lot of time and I'll share with you too how am I even qualified to be talking about this because I'm not a counselor, I'm not a therapist, I'm not a nutritionist, but I would say that I have been on the battlefield and in the trenches with myself in this area, and then also with the people that I've been able to coach, the people that are in my world that want to create health. And a lot of times people can really feel stuck in this area and they could really want to change it, but they don't really know what to do to be able to break free of an emotional eating pattern. And that was me. That was me for a long time. I felt forever, if I could just stop it before it starts, if I could just figure out what it was that was making me do it, if I could just have that pause, but I could never really find that for myself. And it seemed like before I knew it, the whole bag of Oreos would be gone, or the whole bag of tortilla chips, or whatever it was that was in my way once I was on that quest. I just couldn't seem to break that cycle. And when I found this lifestyle, this healthy lifestyle that I am living now, what it did for me is it provided me with structure.
And being in the structure, it allowed me to focus on what I really wanted for the first time, because I really didn't know that I had a choice. So it really allowed me to focus on what I was creating and what I really wanted to create in my life around my food habits. It allowed me to even create healthy habits, which was amazing for me. And then beyond that, I was able to start to create a healthier mind. And being in that structure, it just gave me a space to be able to really start to be honest with myself. And then when I got honest and I discovered that I really was an emotional eater, and I was triggered by lots of things, it allowed me to start to take a look at that and really create a much healthier relationship with food. And, you know, to this day, it doesn't mean I'm perfect. I wish it did. But no, it by no means means that I'm perfect. And I still have slip-ups now and then. But the thing that's really cool is I am better than I was. And I stand in a real place of gratitude and want to move forward and be better in this area all the time and in all areas now. And that's what I feel is it's such an honor and a privilege to be able to help other people in this same realm, because it's really easy to feel stuck and it's really easy to feel powerless, especially when the cycle is in motion. So I want to talk a little bit about what that looks like. So you have a trigger, something happens, you know, because we get triggered and we immediately, because of how we've handled things in the past, the pattern of how we've done things, we have an emotional response. And that it can be anything. That's the crazy part of it. A trigger can be anything. And we all have different triggers. One could be your job, could be your boss yells at you, it could be your kids were fighting that morning, it could be anything like that. And then what we do is emotionally, because our brain wants to get us out of trouble, and it can't tell the difference between us feeling a little stressed out or a Mack truck heading towards us. Our brain just immediately responds. So it wants to cover up that feeling and it wants to take it away and it wants to just protect us, because that's what it's meant to do. And that's how our brain just takes over and puts us in action. And that could be, that cover up can be anything, and people handle that different across the board. Some people use food and sugar. Some people use alcohol, some people shop, some people gamble. I mean, everybody pretty much probably has a bit of a coping mechanism. But we're talking about food tonight. And the thing is about food is it's become very socially acceptable. And it's the way that we've learned to be able to deal with struggles that are going on. I mean, you're a kid and you lose a baseball game and the immediate thing is, well, let's go out for ice cream because we want to make everybody feel better. And so that's been very ingrained culturally. And then the other thing about it is we normally do steer when it's something sad, because I mean, I don't know if you've ever heard the saying, there's pretty much nothing that a hot fudge sundae can't cure, because that's what we do. We end up turning to that high sugar and high fat choice. And the thing that's pretty even more compounding is that we get a false, next step would be a false bliss. So what ends up happening is we actually do afterwards, because of the dopamine high, because of the sugar high, we actually do feel comforted in the moment from making that choice. which unfortunately reconfirms that decision to make that choice when we were triggered. So it just is kind of the way that that works, that it almost in the moment feels like it's a good thing. Like, oh, this was a good idea. When ultimately it ends up really not being, because the next step would be the hangover. And what that is basically, you know, you start to, you eat the whole bag of Oreos, and then pretty soon physically you don't feel well. You just, the inflammation starts kicking in, and then mentally that shame starts to hit, like, oh, I knew I should have done that. What's wrong with me? And then what that starts to do is it starts to escalate more triggers, starts bringing on more emotions, and then that's where we really get stuck in that cycle. Because what do? When you get triggered, you go for the cover up, and then you make those choices, and then you get that false bliss and the dopamine hits, and then you go and you have the hangover, and then you feel bad and it hits the trigger, and the cycle just goes. And that is where really so many people, including myself, can feel so stuck. They can be so stuck in that cycle. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to bring some good news after the break, but we're going to go ahead and take a break. And if you want to call in after the break, 256-737-9505. You're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk, and we're talking about emotional eating tonight. So come back after the break and we'll keep the conversation going.
I read a blog today from a runner who said he noticed a difference when he smiled and nodded and gave thumbs up to drivers who passed him while he was running. He said the difference was significant. When he expressed a little acknowledgement, he could sense it being sent back. I think it might be time to realize that this observation is true in every circumstance, whether it be relationships, customer service, leadership, or parenting. When we acknowledge and show respect and kindness for others, it comes back. It comes back in a lot of different ways. Sometimes in thanks, sometimes in improved behavior, but most of the time in kindness return. It's a wonderful circle that should never be broken. What we have learned is simple. Thoughtfulness given leads to thoughtfulness returned. Kindness shared leads to kindness received. Give it a try. It'll come back to you. It'll make your world a little kinder. I'm Ed Harrell, founder of The Kindness Revolution.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously, Send us an email at studio@live95kullman.com today, or visit our website, live95kullman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Kullman's independent radio. Live 95 is Kullman's independent radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us. If you are just tuning in, we're going to carry on our conversation about emotional eating and offer up some tools that hopefully will help you be able to put something in place so that you can turn that around for yourself. Because it really is. It's about no shame. It's about creating some new habits. So before the break, we were talking about the cycle of what happens, and I'm going to just quickly review that. So we have a trigger, an emotional response, and immediately we don't want to feel what we're feeling, so we go for the cover-up. And that cover-up is usually, we're talking about food tonight, but it can be anything for anybody. It can be alcohol, it can be drugs, it can be shopping, it can be, you know, whatever that is. And then, because we act on that, we have a false bliss, because what happens is our brain, we have the dopamine, hits that dopamine pleasure center, and we feel comforted in the moment, which reaffirms our decision to make that choice. But unfortunately, it's not long lasting, because we soon head towards the hangover, and then we feel bad physically, we have mental shame, and what that does is it creates more triggers, more emotions, and it just keeps us in that loop. And it's a cycle that people can really feel stuck in. And I speak from experience, because I had been in that cycle for years and years and years around food and other things. So anyway, but we won't talk about those tonight. So what I want to offer up, I love acronyms, especially when they are easy to remember and they can help. So really, it's figuring out what those triggers are. And here, these, what we're going to talk about, are some of the most common ones. And once you can recognize what that trigger is, it allows you to have a moment of pause to figure it out. And then you can actually create some tools so that you can make a different decision and you can start to have a different outcome. Your brain can start to learn a new path, so that you don't have to keep staying stuck in that cycle. So this is the word I want to offer up tonight. Blast. B-L-A-S-T. So it's a great way to try to figure out if you are about to eat emotionally, think blast. And I want you to go through this and ask yourself, am I feeling bored? Boredom's a big one. Am I feeling lonely? Feeling lonely is a big one. Am I feeling angry? Angry. Am I stressed? Or am I tired? So think about those. And that is blast. I want you to just really try to remember that. So emptiness calls to be filled. And we always seem to find something to fill it with, and it usually isn't healthy. So hopefully you can start to figure out what it is that needs to be filled. Are you bored? Do you just need, maybe you just need something to do. Maybe you need to just step out in the sunlight. You know, maybe you just need to go for a walk. Are you feeling lonely? What's the emptiness there that you're feeling? Maybe you just need to make a phone call and talk to somebody. Maybe you need to laugh with somebody. Are you feeling angry? What is that emptiness calling? Like, sounds like you need some happiness. And how can you make that happen for yourself? Maybe you need to confront a situation. And then stressed. Stress is everywhere in our world. And we need to do a whole nother show on stress and how to turn that around. And then are you tired? Maybe you just need to look at your sleep and get some more sleep in. But the thing is to turn it around too, we must be clear on what we want. And we need to be able to recognize that, what is our goal? What do we want? Because keeping our goal on our mind and knowing where we want to go. And I don't just mean like, I want to lose 50 pounds. I mean, thinking of your life 5 months from now, being 50 pounds down. What is that going to look like? I am going to be able to walk on the beach in shorts and feel fantastic. I am going to be able to ride that roller coaster with my kids and feel great. I am going to be able to run that 5K. And that's what I'm talking about. Is so, can you feel that? Can you feel the difference between just saying, I want to lose 50 pounds? And when you make an I am statement and you write it down and you read them out loud, I'll tell you what, it really lights up your brain. It really helps to start to make those things come alive. And at the end of the day, really, we steer where we stare. And if we're focused on our goals and we're excited about our goals, guess where we're going to steer? Because that's what we're looking at. That's what we're focused on. So we really need to have that clear picture of what we're contending for. And then our brain will be able to start to focus on that. The other thing that's really cool about that, about being strong about where we want to go and what the possibilities are, is when those triggers hit, you can really start to figure out what you want to do. It's challenging. It's impulsive. These triggers come and hit. So it helps you to put in place an exit strategy. What is your go-to going to be? Because you want to hit those goals because they're exciting goals. And when those goals become big and you can start to formulate, what are you going to do instead of emotionally eat? Well, I'll tell you what, a go-to for me is jicama. And I keep chopped up jicama. It's a fantastic vegetable and it's low glycemic and it just is great tasting. I keep it cut up and I keep it in my fridge because, for one, I won't overeat it. And cucumbers work great too. I'm not going to overeat those, but if I have them in my fridge and I get triggered and I get stressed, you know what? I have them prepped. And then when those triggers hit, it gives me pause. It gives me a moment. I can think, what do I need to do? What do I really need? Do I need fresh air? Am I just bored? Am I tired? Do I need to make a call? And that's what I love, is just really retraining our brain to do the healthier things, to make those healthier choices, and to recognize that food will never satisfy an emotional emptiness. It just won't. Because I'm here to tell you, I tried for like 30-something years and it just never worked. But it will help to fill up some large-sized pants, because that's what it did for me too. So know your exit strategy. Get something in place for yourself. Find something you like. Maybe it's just having a glass of unsweet tea. Whatever that is that you can create, that could be your go-to, your strategy. Try some on for size and just see how that works for you. Use that tool so that you can get to a place where you can start to challenge yourself. And the key is saying it out loud. And having that pause just gives me time to come back to the state of logic. So I hope that's helpful. The thing that's pretty neat about this stuff too is the growth really, truly has been in my failures, you know, because it's easy to run in shame, you know, make a mistake and run in shame and have a pity party, which definitely demands more food. And so that's what it is. It's a choice. So what are you going to do? Are you going to have a pity party? Or are you going to become curious because you want to grow and you want to change? So remember, blast and step up. Be kind to yourself. Make those choices that you know deep down in your soul you want to make because you want to live a healthier, happier life, that you want to become the person that you were meant to be. I want to encourage you to do that. And if you are in a place where you feel stuck and you don't know what to do, reach out to me. I would love to talk to you and just encourage you and let you know that there is hope to change things that feel like it's not possible. So my number is 256-338-4645, and you can always email me at ColemanCoach@gmail.com. And I really thank you for tuning in tonight. Me having the privilege and honor of hosting and talking on this radio show helps me be better. And I just thank you all for that. And remember, choose health always. Stay tuned because the Big D Radio Show is up next and he's got an awesome lineup for you. Have a great week, you guys. Bye.
Let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. When a disaster occurs, neighbors and community organizations want to reach out and help. But this isn't always easy. That's where your local Cullman County VOAD can help. VOAD stands for Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. Your Cullman County VOAD serves to coordinate relief efforts throughout the county during times of crisis to ensure no area or family is left unassisted. But to do this, the Cullman County VOAD needs your help. Whether you're an individual, faith-based group, civic organization, or business, your Cullman County VOAD needs your help. To learn how you can be a part of the Cullman County VOAD, call the Cullman County EMA at 739-5410, 739-5410. Email CullmanCountyVOAD@gmail.com or search Cullman County VOAD on Facebook. Your Cullman County VOAD is Volunteer Organizations Active in Disaster.
Welcome to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We have a jam-packed studio tonight with nothing but musicians everywhere. So Nashville recording artist Wes Brown is in the house. Nick Faulkner, he's my co-host tonight. You'll know him, former lead singer of Down South. So other folks will be in here. Baybrook is in the house. Overflow. Bethenia is here tonight, along with Brian Hayes. Dave Hayes, the front man of Round 2, is in here doing some video. So, Dave, if I can get you to come over here real quick, we always start and end with a prayer, brother.
Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this wonderful weather we've been having lately. We thank you for the many blessings you've bestowed upon us. And we thank you for the many blessings you will give us in the future. We thank you for this group of talented individuals that are going to be here tonight. And we just give thanks, Lord. We give thanks. So in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. What's going on?